sitting in the green room, you're really anticipating your name getting called, and it's really nerve-wracking.
All my life I've wanted to play in the NFL, be a quarterback, and so this really is a dream come true.
I want to bring a Super Bowl to the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, I think that's the goal of everybody in this organization.
I'm a pretty goofy guy. I like to have fun. I like to smile. I like to laugh. I'm the type of player, I'm going to give you everything I got every single play. And I'm going to do my best, you know, to be the best. I feel like God's blessed me with this athletic ability. And my work ethic is off the boards. I feel like, you know, I won't settle for being less than anything than the best safety in this league. Earl Wolf, the running back. Oh, man, I missed that Earl Wolf kind of. Basically, I feel like my physical nature came from me playing running back. You know, the way I play safety, I feel like that whole physical attitude came from me playing running back. So, like I said, I've always loved Brian Dawkins. Before I started playing safety, I loved Brian Dawkins. Then once I started playing safety, that's when I really like fell in love with him. I used to watch some of his clips before my games at NC State. Then I actually met him. When I met him, it was just like, wow. Like, I really just met, you know, I wasn't necessarily say starstruck. I was just like, wow, I'm really meeting, you know, my role model. Like, this is my role model. This is who I want to, you know, mold my game after, you know. You know, I want to basically know everything he knows about the game. And, you know, I know he gave me some tips on life, and that's what I plan on doing. I first received the draft call. I was sitting at my house with some of my family members from Philadelphia and some of my friends from school and friends that I grew up with. It was a very, you had to be patient through the whole process because it was pretty, you know, nerve-wracking. You know, everybody, you know, they give these projections of, you know, when you're going to go, you know, and most likely those are not the same projections, you know, that's not what actually occurs. And I see a 215 area code pop up, and I didn't necessarily know what that was. I was like, Pennsylvania, it might be the Eagles. So basically I just answered the phone. People start going crazy. I guess they already knew, you know, my family already knew what, you know, basically exactly who it was. So all I remember was, Earl, you know, it's been a long process. Are you ready to be an Eagle? And I just, it was an epic moment. I was like, yes, sir. I would love to be an Eagle. My uncle, standing probably about 10 feet away from me, ended up in my lap. I don't know how he ended up in my lap. And my uncle was sitting there with a Philadelphia Eagles hat on. That's what made it even crazier. And thing is, you know he's a fan. It wasn't a basic Eagles hat. He had it all. Like, he decorated himself. You know, he's a diehard Eagles fan. You know, just to know that I'm coming to Philly where my family is from was just, you know, just great because I'm a family type of guy. When I first pulled up at the complex, I said, "Well, I'm officially here now. I'm a rookie. It's gonna be different." You know, I didn't know how the players were gonna react. I didn't know if they're gonna, you know, interact with me, or if they were gonna just, you know, kind of shy away from me. You know, because I did get drafted. You know, the NFL is the business, and I'm coming here to compete. The first person to introduce themselves to me, like first player that plays my position, was Nate Allen. Didn't even know exactly, you know, I didn't know exactly what he looked like. So I was walking through the hall. He walked up to me and said, "Earl, man, I'm Nate, man, you know, safety. Just want to welcome you here." You know, and I that kind of made me, you know, it kind of took some walls down, you know, because I didn't know how to act because, you know, I'm a very open guy. I like to have fun, I like to smile, I like to laugh. I just was kind of, you know, I didn't know how the players were going to react. And I felt like, you know, that helped me a little bit. Like, okay, I feel like these guys are going to welcome me. And after the first couple of days, you know, I felt like I could ask any of them questions about what I, you know, well, any question that I had to ask about anything, you know, football-wise or even, you know, or even just, you know, how to adjust. Basically, one of my goals was to basically, like, learn, you know, just continue to learn the playbook, pick it up. I feel like I'm doing a great job with that. I'm caught up with everything I know. Basically, everything we learned so far to this day, I know. And I feel like it's going to help me compete. Of course, I want to come in here and play instantly. And I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do all I can, you know, to get on the field. If it's at safety, it's at safety. If it's special teams, that's special teams. Just regardless, I'm gonna give them all.
Sitting in the green room, you're really anticipating your name getting called, and it's really nerve-wracking.
All my life, I've wanted to play in the NFL, be a quarterback, and so this really is a dream come true.
I want to bring a Super Bowl to the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, I think that's the goal of everybody in this organization.